Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sarah Sadrakula, director of Main Street Washington, about next week's Fashion Week in downtown Washington.
Fashion Week is coming up later this month. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for Washington?
Well, it's a cool event. It's something that the retailers really wanted to do a couple years ago, really highlighting all of their new spring and or fall, this one's a spring one, merchandise that they get in for spring and summer. Most of our retailers go to shows across the country every year to do buying trips, and all of their spring merchandise comes in about March, and then their fall stuff comes in about September, October. So, and they travel through the winter and the summer, picking out new things, bringing to town. So it's a really great way to showcase the cool products that people are bringing back from these trips. The other side of that coin is we had a market analysis a couple years ago that we did, and we did community surveys. And one of the things that kept coming up in the survey was products people wanted, they didn't realize were already in downtown. So we really wanted to work with those retailers on not only showcasing their new products, but also showcasing what products they do have and how much really cool stuff you can get in downtown for gifts or for your family or whatever.
I know this time of year I'm ready to switch out my wardrobe and mm-hmm. update my house.
Yes. So it's a perfect opportunity to come and see all that new stuff. Do the same thing. Switch out that winter wardrobe, get on those bright spring colors and those fun summer prints, and you know, change up the throw pillows in your house or the decor or whatever, and just kind of make it fresh and fun for summer and spring.
And with this, there's a special show, a style show. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that?
We actually have two shows this year, same format, but two different times. And basically, we have our retailers all kind of work together to create outfits. So Brown Shoe Fit provides all the shoes, Jazz It Up and Creations by Char from The Village do a lot of the clothes, as does Purple Petunia. And then a lot of our other retailers that maybe have more homewares do centerpieces, they put displays out, and that partners with the open houses later in the day. So you get to go to the style show, you see all the new fashions, and then you can wander around the square and check out all of the stuff you just saw in the style show in its respective store.
And did I see something about special passports this year?
Yes. So if you attend the style show, you get two things. You get a limited edition shopping tote, and you also get a passport that if you take it to each of the stores that are participating and they sign off on it, it goes into a drawing to win a gift basket of gift certificates to our downtown retailers worth up to about $350, which is really cool.
That's very nice. You can get quite a bit of downtown.
You can get a ton downtown. So our retailers are really excited about the opportunity. There's no purchase necessary except for that style show ticket. You have to have a ticket to the show to get that passport.
And with this, how important, we talk about this at Christmas time, shopping local and how that impacts the community as mm-hmm. a whole. Can you remind us how that works?
So the statistic varies, but on average, for every dollar you spend locally, about 72 cents stays in the community. That goes into property taxes. That goes into paying for your public safety, your schools. You're paying local people to work for you. So you're keeping a lot more money local. If you go to another community to shop, or you go to a online version to shop, only about 40 cents stays. So I mean, you're really seeing a huge, if you put that into like hundreds of dollars, you spend $100 locally, 72 stays here. You spend $100 somewhere else, only $40 stays here. I guess I see the value in shopping local first.
And then you don't have to drive anywhere.
Exactly. You save gas money too.
And then can you remind us how to get these tickets for the style show?
Sure. So there are two ways to get them. You can go to one of our downtown retailers that's hosting, Purple Petunia, Repurpose It, The Village, Jazz It Up, and Dodici Shop all have paper copies of the tickets. You can go purchase them today. They're $15. Or you can head to our ticket website, which is universe.com/MSW Fashion Week. And you can find that link through the MainStreetWashington.org events page.
And we'll put that link on kciiradio.com. And lastly, can you remind us again when and where it'll be?
Sure. So the Fashion Week actually starts online the week of the 14th through the 19th. There's lots of sneak peeks and lookbooks and things like that. And then the style show is on the 19th. There is a 9:30 and an 11:30 style show. Doors open a half an hour in advance at Cafe Dodici. And that comes with a brunch as well as the style show itself. And then the week after the style show, through the 26th, many of the participating retailers are going to have daily specials that you will find out about in that lookbook. And it'll be a specific product. So if you see something on Saturday and you're not sure about it, check back on their specials because it might be on sale later in the week.
That's been today's Washington Page with Sarah Sadrakula, Director of Main Street Washington, speaking about Fashion Week in downtown Washington next week. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.